Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And today we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's such an honor to be here. And this is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, as well as being an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And we can't forget, Ginger saying, you can't forget radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby, Ginger, who's in spirit, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and the announcer was, you know, updating everyone on her condition. And at that time, she reached out to me, asking me to connect with Melissa and Cooper. And I'm thinking, who's Cooper? And I Googled it, and I found out that was her grandson. And I said, lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You know, I'm here in northeastern Pennsylvania, so I think you better find someone a little closer. Well, maybe four or five hours went by, and then she threatened me. And I'm not going to say what she said because this is Morning with Jesus, so we're not going to go there. But it took me a while to realize, you know what, Joan, we really do have a divine connection, and it's amazing. Joan has left this door open, and those from the other side have walked through it. And while doing that, they've given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it also helps me to really to relate and work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I did have a work background that was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara. I am the divinely guided, the divinely appointed, anointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I have to remember the whole title. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to just be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture should connect you with DC's Facebook page. And the Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's so much information there, and there's even some healing work that you can do on yourself. So you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, the first thing that I have is I've been getting all these messages on Facebook, and people have been telling me that I've been sending them multiple friend requests. So I posted my picture with Ginger, and I have, you know, I haven't sent out any friend requests. And yes, this this really is me, because one of our callers that calls into the show sent me a message stating I sent her another friend's request, and I said hi or hey or something, and she said, is it really you? And I said, if you don't believe it's me, ask Joan and Ginger. Oh my gosh. So I don't know what's going on. It's just been crazy, but I've gotten so many messages that, you know, that I've been sending out, you know, friend requests to the friends I already have. So I just wanted to clarify that. I haven't sent out any friend requests. But on the other hand, I'd like to say as well, if you get a friend request from someone named Jeremiah, it's okay. Accept it, because he's a bullfrog, and he's a good friend of mine. And with that being said, yesterday, Barbara, I don't know if you realized it, in Eastern time where I am, almost like midnight, the new moon came into Libra, and oh my gosh, it brought with it amazing energy. So I hope that everyone has planted their seeds of abundance. And, you know, don't worry if you're, you know, you're a little off today. Some of you may feel like a little bit more sensitive. But this really is a time to really reflect and think about things. You know, if you've been wanting to get healthy and you haven't made any effort, now's the time. This is a time of fresh new starts. And it's also a good time to focus, whether it be a career, your love life, whatever it is that you've been wanting, this is the time for you to focus. Okay? But as well, we do have a retrograde going on, and that just is sort of like putting a wrench into the mix of things. And it started October the 5th, and it's going to remain with us through November the 16th. So don't be surprised if people act a little crazy around you. You may have, you know, some words with others that you would normally not have. Just know that, you know, this is the retrograde, and think about that. And soon enough, you're going to see that everything comes back into balance. But this is a wonderful time to really, you know, whether it's a love relationship, maybe a business partnership, this is a wonderful time to get those partnerships back on track. Okay? Think about, you know, what you're wanting to create. You know, if you have a business and you want it to really thrive a little bit more, this is the time. You know, let the energy begin. Okay? And Jackson is saying to everyone, 1, 2, 3. Come on, guys, let's push the reset button and start over. So it's just a great time for new starts as well. And with that being said, I found a beautiful, beautiful little prayer, and it is a prayer for releasing ancestral blocks to money. And this beautiful prayer was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, I call on you now and the plethora of angelic support to release any ancestral blocks to money that may be interfering with my divine flow of abundance and prosperity. I'm aware and acknowledge many generations past that have lived in poverty and lack. The following old belief systems now evaporate. Money is bad. There is never enough. It goes out faster than it comes in. The chains that bind me and my ancestors now vanish. I draw from the wellspring of God, who has an infinite supply of all that is. As the winds of change blow, new belief systems emerge. There is always more money. There is always more than enough money. My supply of money is infinite and endless. Money comes through people, not from people. Money is a blessing. The more I have, the more I have to give. I sprinkle these belief systems throughout my home, repeating them throughout the day. I give thanks to my ancestors for the opportunity to heal my money story and to impact future generations to come, and so it is. So I thought that was really, really beautiful, Barbara, and I just wanted to share that amazing prayer with everyone. And I don't know if you know that yesterday, not only being, you know, a day that we had, like, the Libra moon come in, but it was also Thanksgiving in Canada, and I believe it was Columbus Day as well. So there was a lot going on yesterday. Truly, truly amazing. And with that being said, we have Mother Mary coming in, and she's saying, good morning, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Love is all there is. each of you are children of God and are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This divine energy has the power to change everything. You were created from love. It is now time to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward to all you meet and see yourself through the eyes of love, as well as your fellow man. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves and help others to see the miracles that love brings. Be an answer to someone's prayer because you are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift with this divine infinite energy and remove all limitations and let go of all that is holding you back, beloveds. Simply allow your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state. You hold within you unlimited potential. And as you ascend, help others to become one in love. You have the ability to bring so much love and light into this world. You each have the ability to bring love into this world. Not just a few of you, each of you. And you've got to realize you are all so needed. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything that you need is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and to help you to expand and awaken and receive all that is needed in order for you to manifest an abundant life. I'm with you every step of the way, and life holds for you more than you've ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Please trust yourself and continue forward on your beautiful journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyous life that is filled with abundance. My love is always with you. I love you, Mother Mary. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, DC. And I'm supposed to mention, because some people are changing Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day, I'm supposed to mention that. So whatever day you celebrated, I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. And I know
yes,
for me...
Yes, Barbara, you know, I have to say that Christopher Columbus saying, well, where do I fit in? If you're going to change it, he's saying, what about me?
He still gets recognition in history books, so he should be okay.
Okay.
Now, I know for me yesterday, the energy was, I don't even know how to put it into words. It was a day where I didn't want to really connect with anybody. People who called me on the phone, I didn't answer. It was just like, I don't want to talk to you.
No, it was a time that you need to just rewind and, like, you know, like revitalize. You did the right thing. That was awesome. I didn't telling you, and that's always, there's those days that we're supposed to just, you know, take care of us.
Yeah, I did that. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, sometimes the changes that are happening in your life don't necessarily make sense to you. Just like those days when you don't feel like you should do anything. Even though you have a list of things that you had planned to do for the day, you find yourself not wanting to do any of it. You may find yourself just wanting to lounge around, take lots of naps, eat little yummy meals every now and then, and just be. Just be who you are being. So this, in a way, is a day of transformation for you. It is a day when you are giving yourself permission to change. You're no longer fighting the change. You're no longer struggling with it. You're no longer having to prove it or any of the other things that you used to do about change. You are simply being. And this can be a great experience for you, and it can bring great new energy into your life, into your body. So don't need to analyze. You don't need to analyze yourself. You don't need to analyze your actions. You don't need to analyze anything. You are learning to be. You are not learning to do. You are just learning to be. And that means you are letting go of everything you used to be. Everything you used to do. Everything you used to think about. You're letting that go and you're moving into the new you. A you that you are not necessarily used to right away. But a you that feels good. A you that you can love and support and honor. So even on those days when you feel like you've accomplished nothing, you've actually accomplished great things because you are opening up more to who you truly are. Continue to do the great job of just being you. There's nothing more you need to. You are loved exactly as you are. We wish you well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Awesome message. Awesome, awesome message.
Okay, so it is time now for people to call in and get and ask the questions that they have about their own lives so that they can have a deeper understanding of who they are and what the heck is going on. And don't forget that when you call in, you need to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. We will go to our first caller from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. Morning.
Well, there you are. Okay.
This is Kathy.
First,
how are you?
I am doing great, Kathy. How are you?
I'm a little tired because I got back from Ireland last night.
Oh, how
wow,
fun.
Wow, look at you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
So I would just like a general message because lots of things are happening and I'm getting ready to retire at the end of January.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, you know, you have a lot of questions, and Mother Mary is saying, Kathy, as you know, love is always the answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's with you, Jesus is with you, and there's something that's on your mind in regard to either a situation or relationship. And, you know, to let go of it, just think about love. And always, you know, ask them to come in and help you and, you know, guide you, and they'll help to heal the situation, okay? And as soon as you put that intention out there, you have angels right with you, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, just always, you know, think loving thoughts of others and yourself, and you open up to miracles and healings and opportunities. And I'm getting, you know, like, even with your, like, your family and stuff, things are getting a lot better. You may have had, like, a rough spot or something, but I'm getting, like, things are turning around. And so I don't know if there was anything going on with, like, relationships or anything, but the angels are saying, like, everything is turning around, okay? But I am getting, Ginger's coming in, my dog Ginger, and she's saying, you know, you seem like you're a little tired. You just got back. That's, you know, that goes without saying, but she's saying you've got to watch because you're going to be more accident-prone than usual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Just be careful of what you're doing. And she's saying this accident-prone stage is probably going to be with you throughout the rest of the month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be really careful, okay? And if there's anything that you've been wondering about your health, your general health is going to get better, okay? And just keep thinking positively is what the angels are showing me. And I'm even getting, like, finances are getting better as well. Okay? So
okay.
Just try to stay positive. And, you know, if there's things around your house, like, that you're not using, donate them. You know, if you go out for coffee or something, if there's someone ahead of you, just pay for their coffee. And it's sort of showing the universe that, you know, that you're helping others, you know, and the universe wants to gift you back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, you know, this is a time to really try to stay stress-free for you, Kathy. Okay? And do you like flowers or flower essences?
Yes.
Because I'm getting, you're saying you're retiring, but, you know, why not even think about, like, working part-time in some, you know, in some respect with flowers? You know?
Okay.
I mean, I just, energy is great for you. And, you know, you could, you know, like, florists need people all the time. I mean, like, weddings, they need flowers here and there. So there's so many different ways that you can work with flowers. You can work with their essences. You know, and it's really going to help to cut down on your stress, okay?
Okay.
But I do see the angel of families, you know, is with you guys, and there was something going on, and everything's going to be fine. Just, you know, hold the intention of loving everyone and hold that situation, you know, with love and light and surrender any fears that you're having, okay? And everything is going to be healed. It's going to be transformed as we're speaking. It's being healed now. And, you know, it's still nice here where you can get out and enjoy, you know, yourself outside. So while you were in Ireland, were you able to, like, get outside in nature a lot?
We were outside quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, well, I hope that you can continue to be outside here, you know, at least for a while because it's still nice enough, okay?
Right.
And when you
mm-hmm.
do, you're going to see that, you know, there's going to be many more blessings that are coming your way, okay? So please get out, you know, today if it's a nice enough day and enjoy a little time with Mother Nature. And I'm getting that you're in the process of manifesting, okay? Kathy, I don't know what you've been wanting to do or dreaming of, but you're working towards manifesting it right now, okay? You've got to stay balanced. You've got to stay focused. And know that the universe, you know, is really, you know, is helping you to manifest what you're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with you. There's a lot of things on your mind, but I don't think things are as bad as maybe you've envisioned them to be. Are you looking for synchronicities? Because you've put the intentions in, you know, and you've been praying. You're putting it out there to the universe, and the angels are trying to, you know, they're trying to give you some messages, and they're going to come, a lot of them come through synchronicities, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought, a lot of numbers when I was in Ireland, so yeah.
Okay, well that's great, you know, but I'm seeing like the angels are leading you to what you've really been dreaming about, okay?
Mhm.
And I'm getting like, you know, for some reason now, like this is like an extraordinary time for you, and just be ready for all the miracles that are coming your way, hon. Okay.
Okay.
My dog Ginger is throwing pennies from heaven. And I'm telling her, be gentle. You don't want to hit anybody in the head. But she's saying, you know, the pennies from heaven, she's saying it's a symbol. She's saying, Kathy, get ready to see a lot of money coming your way. Okay, so I don't know where the money's coming from, but she's saying there's going to be a lot coming your way.
Okay.
Okay, so that just sounds, you know, amazing. And this, like I said, this is a lucky time for you. So you've got a lot of positive energy around you. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
surrounded by beautiful people. So there's so many different, like, you know, doors of possibility that are, you know, with you at this time. All you have to do is look. It's sort of you're looking down that hallway and you're looking straight, but if you look to the sides, Kathy, there's so many more doors that you're missing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, be open to that. And I'm getting, you know, you could come up with maybe some kind of a business idea. There's like so many different, like I said, there's millions of possibilities. And you could, you know, you could create what you're absolutely wanting. You know, it could be designed just for Kathy and no one else. Okay? So I hope that, you know, that's telling you, like, you know, Kathy, like, you know, this time in your life is going to be really beautiful. But I do have to say to you that you give more than you receive, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to get that back into balance, or, you know, our things aren't going to, they may be delayed for quite a while until you really, like, you know, fully realize that and really get back into the balance of giving, you know, and but be open to receiving, okay? Because to give to someone is such a great, it's a beautiful gift. I love to give to others, but if we're not open to receiving, like I said, you know, we're not giving them the same opportunity, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm seeing, because that you are such a giver, you actually have a block in the solar plexus area of your body, okay? And that, as we know, the solar plexus is like our power center, okay? And it's also, you know, an area where we balance the physical and the spiritual. So I'm going to call in Barbara, and I'm going to call in Jesus, because you're out of whack there, like I said, you know, in the solar plexus area, because if you're giving and not receiving as much as you give. So, Barbara, could you come in at this time, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I could just feel that you did. So, all right. So, I will make the statements and you will repeat it out loud. Okay. Dear innate. Hold
dear
on.
Innate.
I'm changing the wording while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Dear innate. My ability to give is now brought into balance with my ability to receive.
Dear innate, my ability, I'm kind of tired, so my ability what?
To give.
To give.
Is now brought into balance.
Is now brought into balance.
With my ability to receive.
With my ability to receive.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I deserve to receive.
Dear innate, I deserve to receive.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear innate, it is safe to put myself first.
Dear innate, my life is in balance.
Dear innate, my life is in balance.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
Good. I'll listen to this again.
When you're awake.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that that balance is important for you, especially after January when you're no longer working. Because you may have some people who are thinking, oh my gosh, she's not going to be working. She can do this and this and this for me. And you're going to need to say no. Because that's going to be a time when you are going to need to really reflect on who you are and deciding on who you are being. And as long as you are running around doing everything for everybody else, you don't actually have time for yourself. So it's important for you to take time once you've retired to do nothing except be you. And that could be 4 to 6 weeks where that's all you do. So if you're making a list of all the things that you're going to do when you've retired, make the list for March instead of January.
Well, I don't retire until the end of January, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make the list for April instead of February.
April. Yeah.
So that you can spend that month or two just really understanding yourself, understanding what's actually important to you, understanding what it is you want to move forward in your life doing. So your guidance is saying that's really important for you to just take
mm-hmm.
that time for you.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And that's really going to be, it's really going to help you to have a deeper understanding of where you want to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will fill up your time if you let them. So say no to everyone.
Okay.
And some of them will beg, but say no anyway. And if anyone starts having those conversations with you now, saying, oh, when you retire, we should do this, this, and this, and this, you can let them know, sure, we can do that, but not until after April.
Well, I did say, I just tell someone I want to join the gym, so. So that's for me, though.
Yeah, that is for you, as long as you actually enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about making yourself do something.
Right.
It's about allowing yourself to be you. Okay, that's all they're telling me about you, so.
Okay.
Yes, now you can
get
some
rest.
Thank
you so much.
You
yeah.
are welcome.
I'm going to drink some water.
Good for you.
All right.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you both.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kathy.
And our next caller is from area code 843. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon. My name is Eddie. Or should I say good day? It's not afternoon yet. How's everybody?
Hello, Eddie. Doing great. What's
going
on for you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I just definitely want to make a comment. When you were speaking to the previous caller about the solar plexus and whatnot, I just finished cleaning my face in the sink. And it's amazing how weak my solar plexus is, you know, that area. My face in the sink, and I almost hugged the sink.
Well, that was definitely a message for you as well, you know, Eddie, to really, you know, to do some meditations on that area and to really own your power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it happens. Sometimes we give, you know, we give messages to followers, but fact, they're, you know, those messages are meant for others as well. So you're really, really intuitive, and you're listening, you know, to your, you know, to your guidance. But I'm also getting, you know, not only the solar plexus, Eddie, I'm getting that your throat chakra needs a little work too. Because I'm getting there's some things that you've wanted to, you know, to manifest, and they haven't manifested as of yet, or maybe you don't even think about them. Or maybe you're just going in a different direction, okay? So I feel like you've got to balance your solar plexus, and you've also got to balance your throat chakra. You really have to be able to, you know, freely express your truth, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, you do need a little help with those two areas. They're just the ones that are coming forward. So what I want to do right now is I want to ask Barbara to come in and maybe, you know, come in with Archangel Michael, okay? Because I see Archangel Michael is around you. I don't know if you connect with him, but he's with you. He's a really strong archangel that will help to give us courage and strength. And Eddie, he's with you presently, right now. And he really wants to help you to create your, you know, the life of your dreams. And he's saying to do this, you've got to start off with having like a plan, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he wants and really to help you to feel empowered to do so. Is there anything going on in the area of love?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing that as well, because Archangel Michael has been joined by Archangel Raphael. So I think maybe like the heart chakra as well. So we're going to just let Archangel Michael come in with Barbara and then Jesus and maybe just give you like a whole little chakra tune up there. Okay, Barbara?
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting about you, Eddie, is they want you to take some time and answer the question, who are you? Because apparently you don't have a clear definition of who you are. You know who people have told you you are, but that's not actually who you are. They want you to have clarity about who you are and what is actually important to you. So are you one of those people that does everything for everybody else and nothing for yourself?
Yes, indeed. I've been asking myself that question also. It's interesting.
Yeah. Because as soon as I ask if you were that type of person, your guidance was saying, yes, 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 he is. It's time for you to stop doing that. It's time for you to stop making everybody else more important than yourself. It's like you are this... you are meant to be this beautiful, incredible. I'm actually seeing the image of a lion, a male lion that's actually gorgeous, has a huge mane, and when he roars, everyone pays attention. That's who you're supposed to be. Now, who you actually are is this little kitten hidden under a basket. So they want you to be that beautiful lion instead of that little kitten. So Archangel Michael is going to pour in his wonderful chakra cleaner down through your crown chakra, and it'll go through all of your chakras. Do you give him permission to do that?
Eddie, are you still with us?
Yes, I didn't know. I said it within myself. I didn't know I was supposed to say it audibly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I apologize for that. I didn't know.
I was expecting to hear
doing
it.
Doing great. So. You're doing wonderful.
All right. So he's pouring in the chakra cleaner now. And we'll just give it a second. Let it work its way down. And you have, in some of your past lives, been this incredibly strong being. I'm seeing images of you. You were a leader of warriors. I'm not sure exactly what the time frame is. I can see pyramids in the background. I can see you when you were a Roman, and you were, again, a leader of... Oh, boy, that's a lot of people. I don't even know what rank that is. I just see there were lots and lots and lots of men who followed you. So you have been a strong leader in many of your lifetimes. And in this lifetime, you've been playing it small, and they want you to stop that. So what is it you really want to be? What would your ideal life look like to you?
Well, that actually goes back to what you were speaking to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've been striving to help so many people. So my thing is just get people to see. You know, wow, just asking me that question brings me to just like what you're saying. And that's been my challenge. I've been so into, in a sense, allowing spirit to work through me to share information with others. I don't take that information for myself, and I haven't been demonstration. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could say one thing, but you're not doing it, you know?
Right,
so,
yeah.
So that is basically my intention. Spiritually, mentally, and financially, I've been striving to share information that will help people become healthy, and that agent would change in the physical realm, believe it or not. You know, there's so much going on, and I've always tried to get people to see and feel and ask themselves those questions, you know. But, and it's been a long road, you know, because I've been planning to do some mirror work with myself, you know, and just like I say for the last 3 weeks, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes. I just look shallowly, you know, because I notice how much stress is in my face now, and I notice how much kind of weary. You know, my aunt of mine just transitioned, and her husband, you know, if I could speak to this for a second, her husband passed a few years ago, and he had dementia, and he basically was bedridden, so she weakened her back. So when she walked, she basically walked hunched over, and she lived like that, I say, for about 15, 20 years, and she just passed 2 days ago, and I'm looking at that now. You know, like I said, that's one of the things that came to me today, because when I was shaving, you know, I went bent down into the sink to rinse off my face, and I basically almost fell in the sink, and that's the first thing that popped into my mind, because I did the same thing for my mother 7 years ago. She trouble getting out of the tub, so she would basically put on her gown in the tub, of course, drain the water out, and then I would go in there and help her off the tub, and that's basically how I feel. I really, really weakened my back. Besides, you know, where emotional issues have sat in my body is definitely in my solar plexus, lower part of my back.
Okay. So we're going to do some dear innate statements. And the innate is a part of us that we cannot see, but it is everywhere that we have DNA. The innate body is there. The innate body is also connected with our past lives and other dimensions and levels of existence and all of our bodies. And when we make statements to the innate, we are making changes in all of those places at that particular moment. So I am going to say some statements, and I want you to repeat what I say out loud. So you are talking to your innate body, and it is listening to you. It's like, yeah, give it to me. Okay. Dear innate, I now put myself first.
Dear innate, I now put myself first.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to improve my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to improve my life.
Dear Renate, I will be an example for others to see.
Dear Renate, I will be an example for others to see.
Dear Renate, I now walk my walk and talk my talk.
Dear Renate, I now walk my walk and talk my talk.
Dear Renate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Renate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Renate, I release all of the stress.
I release all of the stress.
Dear Renate, I release the need to be weary.
Dear Renate, I release the need to be weary.
Dear Renate, I am now strong and powerful.
Dear Renate, I am now strong and powerful.
Dear Renate, I am now free to express.
Dear Renate, I am now free to express.
Dear Renate, God is within me.
Dear Renate, God is within me.
Dear Renate, God loves me.
Dear Renate, God loves me.
Dear Renate, I love myself.
Dear Renate, I love myself.
Dear Renate, I stand in my power and my glory.
Dear Renate, I stand in my power and my glory.
Dear Renate, I am strong and invincible.
Dear Renate, I am strong and invincible.
Dear Renate, I am a light unto the world.
Dear Renate, I am a light unto the world.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How do you feel?
Much, much better. Stronger.
Yeah.
More comfortable.
So you are actually meant to be more of a mentor. And the great thing about a mentor is that they are living what they are telling other people to live. So it's not just a matter of you telling people they should do this, this, and this, and their lives will be better. It'll be a matter of you saying, I've done this, this, and this, and it made a difference in my life. And I think it might make a difference in yours. You are not responsible for changing anybody because the only one you're responsible for is you. But you show them the way by doing it. So this allows you to be prosperous, to show other people how to be prosperous. This allows you to be strong, to be vocal, to be outspoken about what is important to you. And other people learn that they can do the same because they see you doing it. This is a big change in how you've been living your life, but this is what brings you into your power, brings you into your real purpose, because you want to help people change their lives. And so you get to change your life first. How does all that feel to you?
I didn't hear the last question.
I said, how does all that feel to you?
Feels right.
Okay.
It is definitely, definitely true. You know, and it's interesting. It's just like strive to do so much and then you forget things, like what you're speaking to. What about yourself? And then out of all the busyness and the, I don't know how to say it, but the sounds of life, and then I get those clear moments, and then I get that realization. You know, just like going to sleep. And then you awaken and you realize, you know, how much you've basically left undone, and you strive to get back to that. And then you hear those cries again, and then it's a, you know, it's a distraction. But just like what you're saying, I do need to, and I must take care of myself first, especially you know, these times and at the age that I am, you know. But I really don't like hurting people. I mean, I don't know how to explain it really, but I understand. I do. I hear you, and I understand that. Will apply myself to myself, and just like you're saying, that map is very important, also.
So, one of the things that you might want to recognize about you is that you are here to use each moment to become the next grandest version of who you see yourself as being. So if you are doing something that diminishes you, you are actually working against who you really are. When you are in this recognition of yourself and your power and your purpose, some of the things that are important for you to do every day is to enjoy yourself. Because living a life without joy is not the example that you want to teach to anybody else. You also want to have fun. We are allowed to have fun no matter what else is happening in the world, no matter what else is happening in our lives. Our lives are not determined by other people and situations. Our lives are created by us. And if you want to show people how to have magnificent, joyful, fun, prosperous lives, then you have to have a magnificent, fun, joy-filled, prosperous life. We also may have been taught that if we give to everyone else, then one day someone's going to give to us. And the truth is, you have to have a balance of that giving and receiving, because if you give and give and give and give and give and give and give, you're going to end up with nothing. Because usually you're so focused on giving that you will not allow yourself to receive. And a lot of people get very caught in that, and they find themselves with absolutely nothing. And even when people come and offer to give to them, they say no, because they think, I'm not allowed to receive, I only give. And the truth is, you have to give and receive. You have to have that balance. And in order to teach people to have that balance, you have to have that balance. And your guidance is telling me that you have a really tough time receiving, and that's something that you need to let go of. So, dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
You jump right into it. So, dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear innate, it is safe to receive.
Dear innate, I balance giving and receiving in my life.
Dear innate, I balance giving and receiving in my life.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving God's blessings.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving God's blessings.
Dear innate, I know I deserve it.
Dear innate, I know I deserve it.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. All right. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel better energy, almost feeling more of a glow of myself, believe it or not. Crazy as
yeah.
it sounds.
Doesn't sound crazy at all to me.
Yeah, today's a new day.
Yes, it is. All right, let me see if there's anything else I want to say to you. Okay, you know that you're not alone. You're not doing this alone. And if you ever have any issues, questions, whatever, you can call on whichever divine being you want to call on, or you can call on all of them. You have your wonderful team that works with you. And the beautiful thing about a team is that our teams expand and contract. So sometimes your team is, you know, millions and millions of divine beings, and sometimes it goes down to around 20 or so. So you always have your team, and your team contains every one that you need. Every answer that you're seeking is always there. You will always get the answer to your questions. So feel free to ask your team questions whenever you have any. And then notice the synchronicities that occur in your life as they are bringing you the answers. You are always getting the answer. Okay, was there anything else you needed to ask or say or state? I hear that you have a statement you need to make, but I don't know what it is. So make your statement.
Well, it's one thing that's really on my mind right now. There was a time when I used to have, you know, dreams, daydreams, and I used to see real regal images of people. And some of those individuals wore, you know, those hats that masons and elks wear. Fezzes, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different colors, but basically white and gold. You used to see those kind of fezzes on, you know, on the men anyway. And very big, tall people. And I haven't seen it in a while. And even with dreams, sometimes, you know, I have strange dreams. Sometimes I don't even dream. And kind of wondering, is it some of these, the way I tend to look at the world and life because of these challenges and how, you know, prime example, sometimes people come to me and strive to borrow money thinking that I have a lot of it or whatever the case may be, or they just want to see if I'll give it to them. Now give them information on opportunities that they could take advantage of or things they could do and ask them what's inside them that they want to do. But and basically I get that feeling sometimes that they don't say it. Well, I just want to borrow some money and I'll be all right, you know. And I guess that kind of bothers me. So I guess part of my challenge is and you see how spastic I am. I'm going into allowing people just to be who they are. But overall, those beings that I used to see, just like you're saying, my counsel, my guides, and things of that nature. No, I'm just like you're saying, I really know that I'm not alone, but it's just that I really haven't felt sensed that connection as much as I desire it.
Okay. So I'm seeing the ones you were talking about with the white and gold hats, and they are still with you. Okay. What do you guys want to say? Oh, they're saying that they are always with you. They never leave you. They are... Okay. So I started to tell you who they were, and they're like, well, he doesn't really need to know who we are. It's not really important. We're here for him. He knows that. Another thing about you, when you sleep, you do a lot of work when you're asleep. You actually travel when you're asleep. So your sleep is part of your becoming time. And the fact that you don't remember what's going on is okay. Don't think that, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me. I don't dream like everybody else does. Don't even go there. Because there is no one else exactly like you, so why on earth should you do what anybody else does? And they want me to do some more clearing on you, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I do not need to save other people.
Dear innate, I don't need to save other people.
Dear innate, I do not need to fix myself.
Dear innate, I don't need to fix myself.
Dear innate, I am not broken.
Dear innate, I am not broken.
Dear innate, no one is broken.
Dear innate, no one is broken.
Dear innate, I follow my heart.
Dear innate, I follow my heart.
Dear innate, I never have to prove that I'm a good person.
Dear innate, I never have to prove that I'm a good person.
Dear innate, I was created to be me.
Dear innate, I was created to be me.
Dear innate, I cannot fail at life.
Dear innate, I cannot fail at life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love and accept everyone exactly as they are.
Dear innate, it is okay for me to love everyone and accept them as they are. Did
Dear
I say
innate,
it right?
You changed the wording, which kind of threw me, but your wording was okay. Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I do not ever need to change others.
Dear innate, repeat that please.
Dear innate, I do not ever need to change others.
Dear innate, I don't ever have to change others.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Boy, you feel much better now.
Yeah, I actually went in the bathroom to look at myself in the mirror, so I don't know if that noise that I've walked past kind of distracted you, but I know that I realized that I need to spend more time looking at me because that's the best way for me to, realign myself.
And you can just look in the mirror and just simply say, I love you. Just say it over and over to yourself as you look into your own eyes. Part of you accepting yourself, which gives you the freedom to be you.
And Barbara, I just want to tell Eddie, the group that he describes these beings, that's part of his soul group. And while he's not here, like on an earthly mission, you spend so much time with them in other realms. So they do come to visit you, during your dream state, Eddie.
And you can't
system.
Lose them. They'll always be with you, even
yep.
if you're not aware of them while you're awake. They're always with you.
It's just interesting that, you know, I was never one to even feel or worry about money or things. You know, it's just something in me always knew, even in my previous incarnation, that, you know, money was never an issue. So I never worried about things. You know, I could basically go to a used car lot or a new dealer and say I could have that if I wanted, but it's not important, you know, because it's just things of, you know, this world. They're basically tools. And anytime I needed money, things like that, it would always materialize. Just that, I don't know what really basically sunk me into this, I don't know, a paradigm to say, the world as it is. And I don't know, it's like really challenging. It's almost like kind of being in the swamp, you know. Everybody's there, everybody's living, doing what they need to do, but there's a kind of heaviness in motion. You know what I'm saying? Just like we have gravity, but on me sometimes it feels like the gravity is harder or heavier. You know what I'm saying?
Well, part of it is because you're feeling other people's energy. You're empathic, so you feel other people's energy. And a lot of the energy that you feel is heavy. It's thick. It's very yucky kind of energy that you feel. And you want to help everybody. You want to get them up out of the yuckiness. So you're trying to push them up out of the yuckiness. And actually you are supposed to be leading them out of the yuckiness. That's why it's important for you to be an example so that they can look at you and say, oh, okay, I can do this too. And then they can climb out of the yuck themselves. If you push people, it doesn't work. It never works. But if you lead people, then they are doing what they are choosing to do. They are changing their own lives, and they are the ones who are responsible for them. You're here to be a leader, not a pusher. So stop pushing and start leading.
Thank you for that.
Yes, and Eddie, just, you know what, if you want to change the world, it starts with you changing you. And that's how it's going to begin that way, by you just changing, you know, maybe the way you look at things, the way you do things. But each of us, you know, has to change, you know, individually. And I am getting for you, like, now though, like, soon you're going to meet some people on the physical realm that are part of your soul group, and they're going to help you with some important life lessons that you're going through.
I look forward to it, and I definitely accept that. I accept it all, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, yeah, because just like you're saying, with all that we do for each other and things like that, you know, when you say things and people really don't get it, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be people that you're in that kind of alignment with, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That was so wonderful with you, Eddie. God bless.
God bless.
And great things are coming into your life, so enjoy them.
Yes.
Will do, definitely. Thank you both.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome. And, you know, call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Will do. I actually called about 2-3 weeks ago, and here's the password. When you help people get what they want, remember that? Oh, no, you talk to so many people, you probably don't. But I said I've always been a person to think if I help people get what they want, I get what I want. And you laughed and said that never happened, Barbara.
Yeah, if you're always giving, then you're never receiving.
That's the bad thing about always helping other people get what they want, is because you're always making them more important than you, and they aren't. You're equal to them, and it's okay for you to do what's right for you. And sometimes what's right for you is helping them, but it's not pushing helping them, it's leading helping them. So it's a different way of doing it.
Indeed. All right.
So you can still help people, but let them help them by showing them what they need to see, instead of giving them something and thinking, well, I'm sure they'll get it one day. They won't. They don't get it that way.
I got you. Because that gives them options, and that also keeps them with their free will. Because just like you're saying, if you're always doing other things for other people and they're not doing it for themselves, they're not really having that experience in creating the world that they want for themselves.
Correct. And you're not creating the world that you want because you're too busy helping everybody else, and it doesn't work. We have a whole government that is built on that system that says, okay, if we do this for everybody, then one day the whole country will be great. Well, it's been 200 years. How great are we?
That's right. Only a chosen few. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate you both. I'm sure it is.
Thank you.
No, I thought somebody was going to say something. Okay.
No, just you.
Okay, well, I want to thank you because I don't know if anybody is behind me that, you know, needs assistance also, but I'm definitely going to repeat these. You know, I'm going to the archive and listen to this and write it down. Bring it to spirit so I can repeat it over and over again.
Okay. And, you know, you can create your own dear innate statements anytime anything pops into your head. Create your own because your innate body is always ready to work with you, always.
Yeah, I can feel that my solar plexus is so much stronger now also. I'm bending, you know, down and standing up. It feels great.
Good. Wonderful. See, you're coming into your power. You're opening up to your lion within.
And Eddie, you're right on the cusp of doing something amazing, and Jesus is walking with you. He's saying, "Come on, Eddie, I'm going to walk with you." So you're not going to, you know, you're not going to do this alone. He's standing right with you at this time. It's just so beautiful.
Wow.
Amazing.
Looking forward to it. Billy is present and definitely experiencing those things, having that experience, definitely.
Awesome.
Again, thank you both. I thank you to higher parts of yourselves. I thank you for all that you are and do, both of you. And your team, of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now. Get out there and be great, okay?
Will do. Lead, not push. Will do. I am that. I am that.
Yes, you are. All right. I'm going to mute you, and we will move forward. Okay. Well, Eddie was actually the last caller with his hand up. So unless anyone else who is still holding wants to raise their hand, okay, then we are done for today.
Awesome. Well, you know what, Ginger wants to share a really funny story before we go, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so she's saying this is a dog story, Barbara, okay? And it's about her grandmother, my mom. My mom had a little schnauzer, and his name was Timmy. And the one day my mom had called, and I answered the phone, and she said her dog had passed away. So my husband and one of my sons and myself, we went to my mom's house, and it was on a Sunday afternoon. So when we got there, she had the dog. It's a little dog, a schnauzer. He was rolled in a rug, Barbara, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't have, like, a regular vet, so I called one of the local vets, and I told him, you know, that my mom's little dog had passed away, and he said, you know, come meet me at my office in, like, a half hour, and we did. So my son carries in the rug with the little dog inside. The vet opens the rug up, and he said, he's not dead. He's just got a really bad case of arthritis. So he gives my mom's little dog, Timmy, a shot, and he gave us, of course, a bill for $200. And when we got back to my mom's house, she was really surprised because her little dog came walking in the door.
Oh, just goes to show sometimes when we believe something.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just sometimes. It's almost every time that we believe something, we are making that something true. Your mom believed the dog was dead, so to her, the dog was dead. The vet didn't believe the dog was dead, so he could actually see that the dog was alive. So our beliefs really do determine what we see.
But we're the ones that got stuck with a $200 bill.
Well, yeah, but you know, you believe that you were supposed to, and that's okay, so you paid it.
I did post on Facebook, and if our callers are still listening and they scroll down to where you find this story, you have a chance to win a reading with me if you too have a funny animal story.
So take
a chance and post those funny animal stories, and this week I'm going to be choosing one lucky winner to have a really amazing reading.
Wonderful. Well, I hope everyone participates.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
I want to thank you. So amazing. What a beautiful morning.
Yes, it has been. It's been a great time, and I'm so glad that we get to share this time together. You, me, and everyone else who calls in and listens. I just love everyone. So.
Oh, I do. And Ginger's saying to everyone, relax. Nothing's under control.
Exactly.
I truly believe that.
We're all just making it up as we go along.
I truly believe it because I was with my husband last week, and I think I told you, I was driving with him, he was driving, and here I saw in an oncoming car was my mom. And it just brought so much warmth to my heart, and you're thinking, well, okay, so your mom's coming in the car, but my mom has not been here since 2007, Barbara. So her driving down the road in a car was really amazing, and she looked the same. She looked identical.
She's just saying that just goes to show you that when we die, we don't really go anywhere. We can still be here. So.
Yeah, it was just so cool. I mean, to see her, and she looked identical to what she looked like when she actually lived, like, in that area. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, what an amazing gift that was for that, you know, maybe like 30 seconds or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like time had stopped, actually, and I really got to look at her and, like, smile and think, oh, my gosh, thank you. You know, that was a beautiful gift.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. I mean, I don't know if it's, like, the crazy energy that's around us now, you know, because there is a lot of crazy energy. And you said, like, you didn't want to connect with people, like, yesterday, and I mentioned before, I went to the healing mass on, like, last Wednesday, and my arm got stuck to my jacket, and it looked like I had a stroke or something because all I could move was my hand, and we're in line to get a blessing, you know, at the healing mass, and the priest would probably think, oh, my gosh, she needs a blessing for that arm, you know? And with my friend, I'm saying, Debbie, help me, and she's looking, let me think, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. But finally, my arm just went flying off of my chest and back down where it belonged, and I think that was a little bit of Joan Rivers, you know? And I also noticed, like, while in line, like, you know, there's a long line of people that really want, you know, to have that blessing from the beautiful myrrh of Mother Mary. This lady had her hands behind her back, and she was actually tickling my stomach. So it was kind of crazy,
oh,
to say the least.
It sounds like it.
But it's always beautiful to hear you laugh.
Have fun, you know.
We are. Yes, we are. Well, I think that, you know, we've done what we're supposed to do for today.
I think so.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and know how loved and appreciated you truly are, Barbara.
I will, and I do.
Okay. That's
awesome.
And
I hope you do, too.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back on Thursday morning at the same time. We hope everyone has a beautiful couple of days, and we will talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody.